of sign stealing late last season, according to Ken Rosenthal of CBS Sports. And today the Cardinals signed former All-Star closer Edward Mujica to a minor league contract and invited him to spring training. Mujica had 37 saves in 2013 with the Cardinals, and he represented the team at the All-Star break. And a story that's making national headlines, Mizzou Athletics Director Jim Sterk today accused South Carolina women's basketball coach Dawn Staley of promoting a hostile environment that resulted in Gamecocks fans spitting on Mizzou women's players as they left the court after Sunday's game and using racial slurs at the women as well. Sterk told a Columbia, Missouri radio station earlier today, quote, "We had players spit on and called the N-word and things like that, and I think Coach Dawn Staley promoted that type of atmosphere, and it's unfortunate that she felt she had to do that," end quote. South Carolina Athletics Director Ray Tanner released a statement today saying his department investigated the claims and didn't find any confirmed reports of the described behavior, and he has publicly called on Sterk to retract his comments. The two teams do not play again during the regular season. This newscast brought to you in part by Surf and Sirloin Restaurant, located on eastbound Manchester Road, just west of I-270. What was the last time you had Maine dry, packed scallop, pan-seared, medium rare, served with a cream cherry sauce, or two massive Maryland-style crab cakes with no filler, just crab breadcrumbs and a little egg with an amazing remoulade sauce? That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner 7 days a week, and serving only USDA prime beef. That's the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com. From the beautiful new 590 The Fan KFNS studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number three of the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the Dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
The SSM Health St. Louis Golf Expo, February 9th through 11th at the St. Charles Convention Center. And get 14 rounds of golf while supplies last. Presented by the Post-Dispatch. Don't miss our huge golf equipment sales. Info at stlgolfexpo.com.
Gateway says arrive in style this year in a new Buick LaCrosse with up to $13.5 off MSRP. How about the new Buick Encore compact SUV that is ready for anything that life throws at you with up to $7,200 off? The always popular GMC Acadia will always have you driving like a pro with up to $14.5 off. Give your neighbors something to talk about with the impressive newly restyled 2018 Buick Enclave starting at $39,995. 17 acres of cars. Come on in. Gateway, the right way.
Far away from this life that you're living, you'll find a whole new beginning. Rediscover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly and Eureka rents motorhomes and travel trailers. Now is the time to plan your vacation. We order our rentals equipped just like we sell them, not stripped-down models. We've maintained them in excellent condition so we can sell them at the end of the year. For more information, go to ByerlyRV.com or call 636-938-2018 and ask for Warren or Tanya and schedule the vacation of a lifetime.
For the rest of your life, Byerly Trailer. For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44, Eureka, Missouri.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where it's at. When was the last time you had jumbo shrimp with a Cajun barbecue butter? A dish that's so outrageous you need a loaf of Fazio's French bread for dipping into the sauce once the shrimp are gone. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and open for dinner 7 days a week. And serving USDA prime beef. That's the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Looking for a great place to watch the game? Well, swing by one of Hotshots Sports Bar and Grill's 11 area locations. Hotshots has great drinks, an amazing menu with options including burgers, pizzas, and award-winning wings. Plus, all the sports you can handle served up by the lovely Hotshots ladies. Find a location near you today at hotshotsnet.com. Hotshots Sports Bar and Grill, St. Louis's home for all the games, all the time, for over 25 years.
The SSM Health St. Louis Golf Expo, February 9th through 11th at the St. Charles Convention Center. And get 14 rounds of golf while supplies last. Presented by the Post-Dispatch. Don't miss our huge golf equipment sales. Info at stlgolfexpo.com.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the Dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Hemorrhoids.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 31st edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. You may need them by the weekend, like Sunday night, 9 degrees or something.
Yeah.
Matheny Heating and Cooling, there's a name you should remember, a company you should call, because I think if you have them... What in the...
Sorry.
That was me. He's been hiccuping for 20 minutes.
Can Matheny solve hiccups, Frank?
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
No. Don't apologize. Let's do this.
God in heaven.
Wow.
All right.
No, I hiccup, so I stop the music.
Mailed that one.
Matheny's our sponsor now.
Hey!
Well, let's start with Hiccup Boy.
God.
Even Brits get the hiccups from Birmingham, England. He is Trevor Limey Phillips, and he has the hiccups. In fact, he told me off the air before. He said, "Hey, Frank, I got the hiccups." Now, yeah, so what? We've all had them. Limey, say hello to someone.
I would like to give a special shout out to Tim Woodburn today during the Dr. Doug segment. He ran over to Kirkwood Brew House, got me something to eat, and it was very, very nice.
Before I do the other introductions, stop the music for a second. Find the sound effect, the... Find that. No, I want just the kind of cartoonish one, not the long, drawn-out one. Just the...
I got you.
Find it.
Nope.
No, not that one.
No.
The one that we normally...
Yeah, well, they're all titled just Fart, all right? There's like seven different...
We'll wait. Okay. We'll wait. Fine. Go ahead. Keep playing.
This is so smooth.
Okay.
Right now.
No, it's not that one.
Next,
all right. So let's
that.
Let's next try part. Fart 3.
Fart 3. Okay, try that.
No. It's very quick. It's a perk.
Yeah. Perk. All right. Let's just go.
It should be like the number.
Like a car horn a little bit.
Like the number
car
one.
Car horn.
It should be like the number one.
No.
My goodness. No. Keep going. Just keep going.
I'm
That's close, but that's not the one.
That sounded like excellent.
Let's settle on that. So here's what you have to do.
Okay.
Oh my God. Every time you hiccup, you have to hit that. You have to. Because it just makes hiccuping, it makes hiccuping funny.
Okay, even I can
funnier.
Do that.
Okay. And you start the music again. I'll continue the introductions. Heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trousers.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They're from Stiefel. And if you're thinking about retiring, you can call Mark and Jason for a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
One of us is on delay.
Now, Limey, you just you hiccuped and you didn't hit it.
Yeah, I didn't hit it.
I saw you.
Every time you hiccup.
You have to hit it.
Every one. Damn it.
No, that's the wrong one. Stop the music. Stop the music. Go back and get the... No, my goodness. Get the right one. This is a disaster.
This is not a disaster.
Frank, what was the
get the right one.
What was the Charmin slogan you used yesterday, Frank? Don't squeeze the Charmin.
Bail you on not helping.
I'm sorry.
Let's go. Let's hear it.
Which one?
No, not that.
What's number one? What is number one?
Like one.
I got to guess it's number one.
No.
I know it's in there. We've used it more than any other one. We're just going to wait. Go ahead.
It was
keep going.
Number four. I swear to God.
There we go. No.
That was wrong.
Okay, you know what? Now, look. Otherwise, we're going to be doing this till 6 o'clock. But we're going with that one. Remember that one.
All right.
That was now, Limey, you leave your mic on, and when you hiccup, you must hit that sound every time. I don't care if somebody else is talking. If you hiccup, you got to do that to yourself.
All right.
That's the way we play. Okay. I start the music again.
Put that in the computer's wrong hole, too.
When you hear the that voice you just heard that said wrong, that was the voice of Tim Woodburn. You say, what's the news guy? Oh, yeah, but he's so much more. Yes, just like Jim Rockford, he's a private investigator. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. When you need to know the truth, Gateway Investigations, my firm, can help you answer the following questions. What's your lover really doing when you're not around? Who are you thinking about going into business with? You started dating who? Your ex is doing what?
Damn it. Sorry,
exactly.
Tim, I'm sorry.
No,
that was not intentional. I'm sorry.
You started dating who? I kind of like that. I'm going to add that into the recorded spot. When you need to know the truth, give me a call or send me an email. Tim@gatewaypi.net. Have another chip, Limey.
Oh, hey, guy who decided to stick around. I'm sorry that he did. Bill Cleveland. All you have to do is just say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Phoebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And we got the good news today that Rat Boy is alive and well and should be back in the United States next week, where once again we can hear him say,
"Jeez."
That's right. And would you please just how about a nice round of applause for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra?
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you hiccuped in a while?
No, I'm holding my breath.
No, don't hold your breath. Just let it out.
I want you to find that other one.
You got
to
get it louder.
Go to the box and get that.
The one that goes.
Find it. Right. It's in.
I'm going to find every single file. No.
The one that we
yes, you
want
do.
Really loud.
Till we get the one we want.
Just hit them all.
Come on, Six.
This is called on the job training.
Come on,
this
Six.
Is on the job training. No
get up there, Six.
I don't hear anything.
No. It's. I swear, there's like the one that I played was the only is the shortest.
No, you've played it before. It's like a car horn. You've played it before.
39 more minutes.
Oh, this is just sad. Now
38 more minutes.
Oh, it's just being a bastard. Come on now, you git.
38, 14.
Tim, you are not helping.
Jesus. I'm ready to give this mission up now. I was willing to wait, but I'm not going to wait. All
right, you want me to go in the parking lot and honk my horn in my car?
Damn it.
No, not that.
This is I'm sticking with this one. I like part number six.
Well, you'll have to because six o'clock is approaching fast. So
don't.
You'll have to. Brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. The cold weather has not left us. It's coming back. Like a bad, whatever. It's coming back. And whether it's hot or cold or nice enough that you don't even need the heating. You're going to need, at some point, a heating and cooling company. You already have, probably. I don't know who you called. I know in my 31 years in the house we're in now, we've used, over the years, four different heating and cooling companies. They were all good. But Matheny is the one. Once they come to your business or your home, this is the one where you say, you know what, we'll never call. We will never, he's still got the hiccups. We will never call anybody again. Ever. Why would we? We love this company. Why would we call anybody else? You just need to be in St. Louis or St. Charles County. That's it. And they work on everything. They are trained and qualified to work on everything. And, of course, replacement systems, which I just had to do. At my house, I have a brand new American Standard system now, put in, of course, by Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. Now, to the guy who called about the thing he got, we're looking for Republican poll workers. Was that Matt? I think that was Matt.
Yeah.
I just got an email from Linda. Linda says, I worked at polls for years. I was right. I love it when I'm right. She says voting places are required to have an equal number of registered Democrats and Republicans. So when I said earlier, well, they probably have a lot of Democrats, and that's exactly what it is. She said typically four of each. Now, North County demographic is primarily black. Consequently, the polling places there usually have plenty of Democrats, but few Republicans. There it is. There's your answer.
I got information sent to me from Rick from Peroni's Pizza as well.
All right. Well, there you go. As of Friday of this week, we will no longer be on 102.7 HD2.
Yeah.
Aww. Well, the good news is most people either don't have HD or they don't know they have it. So it's a small percentage of people who listen to us on 102.7 HD2. And the reason for that is my understanding is we were leasing that frequency from Emmis. Emmis is a broadcasting conglomerate, and they've just sold their stations in St. Louis. So we lose that frequency. But thank goodness for the app, 590 The Fan. That's how I would say half the people who listen that way, maybe more than half anyway. My daughter had has an interview coming up this week. And this is really interesting to me, this technology. It's a digital interview, but there's nobody on the other end asking her questions.
Really?
What?
How does that work? I've done that.
You have?
Uh-huh.
So who do you like talk to or like?
You on your computer, you look in the camera, and they, I guess, on the screen, it's a program, and there are questions. She said there are probably like 15 questions they told her there would be. And you have so much time to answer each question, and then they will eventually take a look at your video. You're not even doing like a FaceTime with anybody. It's just a program, a computer program, where they get to look at you and hear you and, I guess, watch your composure and your mannerisms, but there's nobody on the other side to talk to.
What did you do, Tim?
Well, it was an interview with a...
With Randy Markell?
No. Randy Markell will not turn his phone on. No, this was an interview with a sports consulting company, and what was cool about it was that you got to practice answer the questions before you answered them. So I'm curious as whether your daughter gets to do that as well. It's not like it's just a one-time, one-and-done thing. She gets to see the question, she gets to practice the answer, then she gets to do the actual...
Oh, you know what? I'll have to ask her, because I wasn't clear. I had some advance notice about
this. It's about a half hour long. But it's weird, though, because, you know, you want to put your laptop... I had my laptop in my house, and I wanted to put it in a room where they had, you know, a clean wall behind it.
Yeah.
You know, you dress up. You want to dress up and look good and everything. You know, they want...
It's
you know,
like you're showing your house for a realtor. You want it to look nice. You want to look nice. I just think, on one hand, wow, how great is that? That companies, when they can sit down and look at applicants as they have time to do it, and that you're even able to do that. That's, and then there's one company she's interviewing with. She's had the third interview, and it's so structured anymore. They've told her, any qualified applicant who gets the job will first have to go through 5 interviews. So she's been through 3. Yeah, what the heck?
5 interviews.
It's become too, and I think it's all about making sure everybody has an equal chance, gets equal time, and make sure, blah, 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 blah.
No, isn't that true?
Yeah.
Do you still have the hiccups?
As somebody once said, cry me a river.
But see, I had to play that one sound effect, and so now I've got to find this again. Is this the fart that you were talking about?
No. Heavens, no. It's just a, it's like a, almost like a car horn. You'll find, here's your assignment. Here's your homework. Yep. Find it tonight.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to find every fart in here.
All right. Now, the latest sexual harassment accusation has been thrown at Scott Baio.
Oh, I saw that.
This woman says that when they were doing, I forgot her name, doing Charles in Charge, a show nobody watched, that she was repeatedly sexually harassed by Scott Baio. So I have a theory here, and I think I could have, I'll be onto something. I actually think somebody like Scott Baio, whose career has been dead for decades, may have called her and said, hey, tell the news media that I harassed you, and I'll get back on TV, and my name will be out. I'm not kidding, because when I saw him, and I thought, well, my goodness, at least people know your name. Because the TMZ paparazzi type stuff, it is a fact that, you know, when you see somebody coming out of a store, getting in the car, like Alec Baldwin or Kim Kardashian, and the cameras are all around, and they act so aggravated, get out of my way, let me, I'll get to my car. Their publicists call the paparazzi and tell them they're going to be there, because they want that publicity. They want them seen on TMZ. So, I don't actually think this would happen, but I think something close to that would happen, that if you can set up a sexual harassment thing, knowing that the end result will be your name is cleared, they drop the charges, it didn't really happen, and you get a lot of publicity if you're somebody like Scott Baio. Now, there's a movie that's out called Get Out. It's actually on demand now. I got HBO. I saw it. I think it's up for 5 Academy Award nominations, including Best Picture, Best Actor.
Oh, is this Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? Type of movie?
Yes. And I saw it last night. And folks, I gotta tell you something. I want to know if I'm the only one who saw this, who thinks this is like as racist a movie as I've ever seen. The director, Jordan Peele, I think his name, is black. And I think this actually is his idea. I think he wrote this thing, too. Whoever did, it's essentially the story of a black photographer, and he meets a white girl played by Allison Williams, Brian Williams' daughter, and they're going to meet her parents. And he says, "Did you tell them I'm black?" And as it starts off, you think, "I've seen this before. This is Guess Who's Coming to Dinner." Well, it's listed as a horror film. And by the way, if ever there's a film that does not deserve an Academy Award or Best Actor, it's certainly this one. The politics of Hollywood, I'll never understand. But here's the basic premise of the movie. So he goes with his white girlfriend to meet her white parents. And he's immediately kind of uncomfortable because they have a black gardener, they have a black housekeeper, and they say inappropriate things like, "Hey, man, I really like Tiger Woods." You know, things that make him uncomfortable, like they're trying to accept him, but he can tell they don't really like black people. The mom, the girlfriend's mother, is a psychologist, psychiatrist, hypnotist. So he's a smoker. She deals with that, so she hypnotized him, he stopped smoking. But there's more to the hypnosis. So let me get to what this is really about. The movie, you then realize that what has happened here is, and I know I'm giving the ending away, and I tune away for 2 minutes if you don't want to hear it, but you can read it. I've read it in a lot of places. She pretends to like these black guys just to get them to the house so that their parents, their white parents, can control their minds. And That's what's happened. That's why the housekeeper has been hypnotized and mind controlled to be a subservient slave to these white people. While he's there, there's a party, and it's all white people. They actually auction off, like slavery, a picture of this boyfriend. They hold it up and when he's not there. He's in another part of the house. And all these white people are bidding on, and I can't figure what they're bidding on. Are they going to have him as a slave? No. They're going to take his body parts. This movie is about white people who lure black people in so that they can, and here's online is a description of the movie. One of the things they say online is the family transplants the brains of white people into black bodies so that they're more white-like. Why is it that racist? Why is it that racist that you create a movie where you portray black people not only as hating white people is not only hating black people, but you're going to control their minds and take parts of their bodies? In this particular movie, this young guy who's the boyfriend, the whole plan is to sell his eyes to a rich blind white guy. It's the weirdest movie, one of the weirdest movies I've ever seen.
So that's why it's considered a horror movie.
How much do a pair of eyes go for in a movie?
Oh, I don't remember, but it's a weird, goofy, stupid, bizarre movie. And nobody except me has said, hey, this seems racist to me that this guy Peel has made this movie about white people luring black people in so they can control their minds and even cut them open and take parts of their body. It's weird, folks. It just is. You see it and you like it, but feel free to, email me and tell me if you have another take on it, because I flat out didn't get it. Mark Salling has apparently committed suicide. I know who this is. He was on Glee.
I watched that.
That was a genuine mistake.
No. He was, I watched a little Glee because my wife would watch it. And he's killing himself. What's weird is, remember Corey Monteith, who was like the main male star of Glee?
Yep.
He died of an overdose at 31.
Mm-hmm. Well, this guy was convicted of child porn, though.
Yeah, right.
That's why he played 50, the applause.
Well, that's but that's why he committed suicide.
Yeah.
But he had 50,000 images of prepubescent children, child porn, on his computer. The guy was a sick weirdo.
He was
headed for prison. Headed for prison.
That's why he played the applause. That's why he played the applause.
It was a happy coincidence.
But hold on. Tim's got a good point. Now that I've told all the facts that he was a stinking child predator, now you can hit the applause. He's dead.
Yeah.
50,000 pictures of children.
Disgusting.
Pornographic pictures of children. It's kind of hard to feel sorry.
But did you see that the writer of Glee referred to him as an angel on social media?
Well, there's two different there's two different kinds of child pornographers. There. I mean, there's the kind that, like she's barely underage and you get busted, with it. This guy though this guy was looking at had
his 10-year olds.
They were under 3.
Come on.
You know what? We're better off he's dead. We're better off. Quickly, I didn't even realize. Did you guys realize there was a Harley Davidson plant in Kansas City?
They're shutting it down.
They did.
I thought they were all. They all came out of up north, Michigan or whatever. Now, where's the Harley? Shoot, I should know that.
Topeka.
They're shutting down. No. It's Milwaukee. That's the Harley headquarters.
Oh wow!
But I didn't even know they made them in Kansas City. Yeah, they're shutting it down. I'm gonna tell you something. This Harley Davidson thing, for as hot as they were in the 90s, you couldn't get a Harley. The millennials are not buying motorcycles.
No, they're not.
The Harley Davidson company said net income in its fiscal fourth quarter was down 82%. I mean, a big drop in Harley sales. Now's the time to go buy a Harley. I've had a couple of them, and I'd love to have another one, but I live in deer country. So let's get the ladies in here. Ladies, come in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
There are two men, about 50 years old, and they're wandering around a big new Target store, a big one, and they bump into each other. And the one guy says, "Excuse me, I'm sorry. It's probably my fault." The other guy's, "No," he says, "No, it's probably my fault. I wasn't paying attention. I was looking around for my wife. I've lost my wife here in the store." And the other guy says, "That's what I'm doing. I lost my wife too. I can't find her." He goes, "Well, it's a big Super Target store. It's a big one." And one of the guys says to the other one, he says, "Hey, I got an idea. Why don't we both go looking for both our wives? You know, four eyes are better than two." The other guy says, "All right. That's a good idea." So the first guy says, "Well, what does your wife look like?" He says, "Well, she's only 28, stacked. What a body. I don't mean to sound like I'm bragging, but I got a 28-year-old wife, and she is smoking hot. She won't be hard to spot here. She's got a lot of cleavage, big boobs, a halter top, low-cut halter top. She's got little short shorts, little jean shorts, cut real short, like Daisy Duke kind of things. Unbelievable legs and perfect lips and teeth, wearing heels. What about your wife? What does she look like?" The other guy goes, "Let's just go look for yours."
Time for a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by Staples. Accident westbound 70 at Earth City Expressway. Accident eastbound 70 west of 270. Earlier accident eastbound 70 at Tucker. Westbound 70 stacking up through the depressed section. Accident eastbound on the Museo Veterans Bridge at the Missouri Bank. They cleared the stall westbound 64 at Kings Highway. And an accident involving a school bus on Lindbergh just west of 367 at Fox Manor. Staples has low prices on solutions your business needs to clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand. Like banker's boxes, file folders, and storage bins. Less mess equals more success. Visit Staples.com for more. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
The SSM Health St. Louis Golf Expo, February 9th through 11th at the St. Charles Convention Center. And get 14 rounds of golf while supplies last. Presented by the Post-Dispatch. Don't miss our huge golf equipment sales. Info at stlgolfexpo.com.
At Club Fitness, we've got something for everybody, and we're ringing in the new year all month long. Now through January 31st, you can join for just $10 with no processing, no contract, and no enrollment.
Happy New Year! Time for a happy new me.
Plus, Club Fitness members get free group classes in Kids Club, 24 locations, and 24-hour access.
I'm going from singing at midnight to sweating at midnight.
Join for $10 with no processing, no contract, and no enrollment through January 31st. Some restrictions apply. See Club for details.
Back in the 1940s, Walter Byerly, a cabinet maker, decided to build house trailers. The Warren family purchased a small trailer in 1954, and so began a 20-year odyssey covering 47 states. Every summer, the Warrens hit the road. Hardly a national monument or park was missed, documented by hundreds of slides and notebooks recording expenses like $6.06 for groceries and $3.69 for 13 gallons of gas. You can see the Warren's 1954 Byerly trailer on display at the lot and compare how RVs have changed in 60 years.
For the rest of your life.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Gateway says, arrive in style this year in a new Buick LaCrosse with up to $13,500 off MSRP. How about the new Buick Encore compact SUV that is ready for anything that life throws at you with up to $7,200 off? The always popular GMC Acadia will always have you driving like a pro with up to $14,500 off. Give your neighbors something to talk about with the impressive newly restyled 2018 Buick Enclave starting at $39,995. 17 acres of cars. Come on in. Gateway, the right way.
The music that means we head out to Southern California, SoCal. See, if you live out there, you get to say that.
SoCal. And remember, he had surgery today.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's
he's
right.
He's a penile. He's very mellow right now.
He has implants, right?
Yes.
Wow, boy.
This could be interesting. Yeah. We're talking, of course, about Mike Evans, who's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. These are a couple of fantastic places. They're closed only on Monday, because I would imagine by Monday they are just flat tired, because these places are busy. Annie Gunn's Restaurant, you absolutely need reservations to go to dinner there, unless you just really get lucky. But I wouldn't take that chance. I'd make reservations. The gift cards are always a good idea. They sell thousands of gift cards all year long. Every day is an occasion. Something special is happening to somebody. Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse now presents, straight out of the dentist chair, Mike Evans.
What's up?
So exactly what did you have done today?
I had two holes drilled in my upper jaw and metal posts put in those holes. And then the gum sewed back together.
Ooh.
And ladies and gentlemen, is he lying in bed, moaning and groaning?
No.
Did he take a week off? No, he's here.
You know why?
Because this is your favorite show that you're on.
Well, that's true, too. Professional is what I am, homie. Professional and a manly man.
This is not the first time you've had some of this done. When will this be over for you?
This is over. I just have to go in for a re-exam to check it out. And then they wait 3 months for the bone to surround the post. And then they'll put in this other post inside the post. And then they cement it. Then I have the tooth put over it.
Wow. So how many of these have you had done?
Six.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, while you're waiting for this bone to heal, whatever, I mean, you can eat and everything, right?
Can I eat? No. I have to keep ice on it constantly, and it's bleeding. It's bleeding a lot, although the stitches are in there.
Yeah. We're not going to make you talk any more than you need to, so.
But I'm manly, homie. You know, I'm manly.
Oh, yeah. Manly man. Yeah.
What?
You have some pain pills?
Jim Allen.
I do, but they're not really heavy pain pills, so I don't think I'm going to get high or nothing on them.
You don't have those 25,000 Quaaludes left?
No, they're all gone. Those police took them with them.
I bet he wishes he had.
Man, pesky right police.
All right, what do you have?
This week's popcorn theme is name the name of the phony name used by a star who registered at a hotel. This name was Dr. Doolittle, and your four choices are all dead. Muhammad Ali, Robin Williams, Glenn Campbell, Michael Jackson. Which one used the name Dr. Doolittle when they registered Love Nugget? Got a Love Nugget. Lots of talk lots of hanky-panky backstage at The Voice, and that may be a reason that Adam Levine either leaves the show or his wife leaves him.
That's a juicy one. My wife really likes Adam Levine.
How much?
A lot. She likes his music, and she likes Maroon 5, and she likes him.
Is it hanky-panky with someone on the show, or just people, just girls in general?
There's just a lot of misbehaviors going on.
Well, that's out now. You can't do that anymore.
True. TV news shocker. Ricky Martin says that gay... hating Miami police knew that Andrew Cannon had threatened to kill Gianni Versace and did nothing. And now Versace apparently asked for protection and was denied. So the LGBTQ is demanding a federal investigation. Versace, which is now on the American Crime Story, in fact, the third episode is tonight, is a fabulous series. Anybody watch it yet?
Not yet.
No, but now I may have to now.
If huh?
I may have to now if it's that, you say it's that good.
Well, it's just as good as People versus O.J.
Okay, then that
you
was
like
that's
that.
Good,
really
that
good.
Great.
And Ricky Martin stars in this. He's the killer, and he's really good. Odds and ends. So yesterday I talked to this friend of mine in Kihei, Maui, Hawaii. You know, I'm from Hawaii, and I hadn't talked to him since it happened. He said that the 38 minutes where the alert was going on that North Korea has shot off a nuclear missile, and they had 30 minutes to try to find coverage. He said in the neighborhood over in Kihei, people were running in the streets, screaming, crying, on the ground, praying, holding their children. Can you imagine if you thought you had 30 minutes to live? Well, how terrifying is that?
No, I absolutely understand it. Look, we all get alerts, Amber Alerts, tweets. I don't get tweets, but I get Amber Alerts. What if all of us got one? The whole country, and it said the United States is about to be annihilated. You got 30 minutes to pray.
I'd go next door
to heaven. This is not a test. This is repeat. This is not a test.
No, I'm surprised. Look, I'm surprised. Maybe there will be lawsuits if people had heart attacks or something. I mean, that's some scary stuff.
Well, I'm surprised when Trump didn't hear it, they didn't shoot off a missile at him.
Mike, you upset?
Well, I'm sure a lot of people would like to think he would be dumb enough to do that, and if he had, woo, what a mistake that would have been. So maybe he made a good decision there.
I agree. What are you saying, Tim?
I said that you upset all of our intersexual and asexual listeners by not including the I and the A after your LGBTQ.
Wait to hear that, Mike.
That's very
Mike, wait to hear this. Tim, give him the new one. It's longer now.
The new official usage, if you're going to refer to that community, Mike, is the LGBTQIA.
Oh, my God.
Pretty much gets everybody in there. I don't even know what the I... What are the IAs? I forgot.
There's only 19 letters left for those of you counting. The I stands for intersex people who are relatively common.
I'm intersex.
They are mutilated in infancy and early childhood by doctors to make their characteristics conform to society's idea of what body should look like.
And then who are the A's?
And the A's are the asexual people who is...
I know what that is. That means they can reproduce by themselves.
Actually, it means that they don't feel sexual attraction to anybody.
I thought fish were asexual.
Asexual means I'm not attracted to men or women. I'm
right.
Just in the middle of nobody. No attraction at all.
Stick to dinosaur.
So there you go, Mike. There's your update. The LGBTQIA.
And actually, Tim, if you'd help me out, could you send me? I need a program to keep this on.
Right.
I
know. Kidding.
If you go to LGBTQIA. There's a resource center glossary with about 30 other terms that you need to learn if you're going to go down that road. There's a whole glossary.
What is happening to the world?
Heads Over Heels is a new Broadway play featuring the Go-Go's, and the Go-Go's song brings me to one of my favorite Go-Go stories. When I was doing mornings at K-Rock here in Los Angeles, Go-Go leader Belinda Carlisle. Would often show up at our back stairs, ringing the buzzer, asking us to play her garage-recorded cassette of We Got the Beat.
Wow.
It was before they got a record deal.
Nice.
And we invited her into the studio, and we played that cassette for her.
I got a feeling there's more to this story. Like she said, I'll do anything if you play my song.
She didn't quite say that. She was a sweetie.
There's more.
Could have been more. I was just reading over the stuff I have to take for my mouth here.
Read it to us. What is it? What does it say?
I have to take something called Norco. What's that?
Norco?
No idea.
No.
Kind of pain.
It shrivels up your testicles.
Did you see that story about if you have a bent penis, you have a better chance of getting cancer?
No.
No.
No, I didn't, but I've never been happy and I have a straight penis.
If you have a... I don't think we need to hear about your penis.
I'm just saying. You know, like, I'm excited for that.
Mike Norco was
well, since you're sharing, is it circumcised?
No. I've got a nice little cap on it for the winter.
We don't need to know that.
Like some kind of alien.
No.
Tim has already, Mr. Research has already looked up Norco or whatever it is. What is it, Tim?
Norco is hydrocodone and acetaminophen combined.
Nice. Right, so it's just a heavy-duty painkiller like OxyContin, hydrocodone.
Yeah.
Just another... All these things have like eight names. So what else does
but
it
what
say?
About, what do? About, I thought that uncircumcised penis looks sort of like a Martian. Doesn't have any personality.
Did you just take some narco?
It doesn't have any personality on itself.
You mean like Marvin the Martian?
It's just, yeah. It's just 2 inches, Mike, but in Britain that's considered thick.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
Well, I know that.
Charming.
I'm only 2 inches, but that's wide.
There you go, Mike.
How did we get from Mike Evans has implant surgery to Limey doesn't have a circumcised
Limey
penis?
Throwing his penis around.
No, you did.
I just said I'd never been happier to have a straight penis.
Mike said Norco, and then he said
randomly,
just out of nowhere, said. Did you know that if you have a big penis,
right.
you have a
that's
bigger chance
that.
Of getting cancer?
I'm a little buzzed. You know, my doctor, my
what?
Guy, is so good. My oral surgeon, he said, when I got there, his assistant said, did you get my text? I said, no. She said, doctor says that he is just free. He's gonna put you to sleep, but you need somebody to drive you home.
Put you to sleep.
$275 saved by says he'd be more comfortable if you're just out. I thought that was nice.
Yeah,
that's a good deal. He probably did that because you're famous.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah.
Celebrity. Maybe. Most people don't get that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And by the way, the bent penis thing. You remember who had that during the impeachment? I did not. Absolutely.
Yeah.
They testified
he had a
that.
Dog leg, right? Didn't he?
Yeah, he had a crooked one.
Dog leg.
He needs to go and get his
it didn't keep him from getting any action.
He could have sex from around the corner. we got two questions for you. The first, the Pacquiao's question. Who used the name Dr. Doolittle, Muhammad Ali, Robin Williams, Glenn Campbell, Michael Jackson?
I'm going to go with Robin Williams.
I was going to say that. I'm going to do Michael Jackson. I'm going to say that.
Glenn Campbell.
I'll say Glenn Campbell.
The answer is Michael Jackson. Today's twisted question. There's a clerk at a butcher shop that is 5 feet 9 inches tall, and he wears a size 12 shoe. What does he weigh?
He weighs meat.
Meat.
He weighs meat. Very good.
I beat Tim. I said it first.
I got the silver medal. I got the silver medal, but what happens, Dan? We both get the anthem.
That's right.
There you go, buddy.
That's right.
I hope you got the straight penis. That's all I'm saying for you.
Go put some ice on your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So that's a trooper. Cut into his gums and drilled holes in his gums, and that does not sound...
Have sex around
Mike
the
Evans,
corner.
Courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards always a good idea. A perfect segue into how I'm supposed to close this out today and who I'm supposed to talk about, Ballast Dental Care. I wish they had an outlet or a satellite office up there. Wow. I bet things would have gone even more smoothly for him, but they don't. We do. It's here, corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. And I've been going there for... It's soon to be 45 years. In April, it'll be 45 years that I've been a patient at Ballast Dental Care. Now, I'm going to bet that 95% of the people listening who don't go, I'm excluding the people who are Ballast Dental Care patients, the rest of you, 95% of you cannot say, I look forward to going to the dentist. You can't say that because you don't. And that's how we'll know that you're not a patient at Ballast Dental Care, because Ballast Dental Care patients do not dread the next appointment. I'm not kidding. If you think that I'm making that up, or it's a sales pitch, why don't you do this? Why don't you make an appointment at Ballast Dental Care? Make one, just one appointment. It might just be a cleaning or a checkup. Go ahead. And you tell me. In about 10 minutes, you'll feel like you've been going there for years. You get to know them quickly. you're comfortable with them quickly. And for the rest of your days, as long as there's a Bellis Dental Care, you will never, ever again have to feel that horrible anxiety and fear about going to the dentist. I know what I'm talking about. I've gone there for 44, almost 45 years, and I could have gone anywhere I wanted. And I could have changed dentists long before they ever came on the air, because by the time they came on the air, I'd already been going there over 20 years. Bellis Dental Care. Does it sound good to you? If it does, call and make an appointment. They'd love to have you. Tell them you're AM and the PM. They'll treat you great. Bellis Dental Care, the corner of Bellis and Clayton Roads, BallisDentalCare.com. I have just enough time to thank all of you for listening, to invite you to come back tomorrow, because we will all be here tomorrow. And tomorrow's Thursday. It's Scott Sherman Day. Got a legal question? A really good attorney, a really generous attorney, will be here at the 4 o'clock hour to give you great free legal advice. And that would be Scott Sherman. Please thank a police officer every chance you get. Thank you for listening. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dean.
All right, Dean.
All right, Dean.
Bye, y'all.
This is Martin Kilcoyne. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, KPNT, HD2.